Warren Shaffer says, Warren wants to know if he can go wear a kamiya that has psukim and shemus on Shabbos. So the Morris says one of the problems is going into a basic kisei. You might take it off and you might be hooked off. So the Morris says, but you can, apparently you can wear tefillin. Oh, so the Morris says, oh, it's mechupa or, the Morris says. It's covered. It's inside of a covering. Mechupa or, these kamiyas. The Morris says, well, wait a second, but it said you can't wear tefillin. By tefillin, there's a problem going to a basic kisei, even if it's mechupa or. So what do you accomplish by being mechupa or? So the Morris says that's because of shin shel tefillin. Because on the outside of the tefillin, you have the shin. That's what the Morris says.
What's a kamiya?
Okay. So it's an amazing Gemara over there. The Gemara is mashma that if not for the shin shel tefillin, you'd say to go into the basic kisei because the parshi is covered by the or. But what is the or?
It's
the tefillin.
Not the kilyan.
Well, the Rashba brings it into discussion of kilyan, but I was bothered by the fact, well, how does that help you that it's covered with tefillin? Yeah. That's the tefillin. So you seem to see from this Gemara that the problem of bringing tefillin into the
is
got to do fundamentally with the parshios, not with the tefillin. Tefillin. Unless you learn shot, the Gemara is answered when it says that a shin, that means that somehow the parshios project outwards to the entire tefillin. But that was really interested in this topic. But that's not something that you guys have a chance to look at. So let's just go over the Rashba's one question. The Rashba's one question is, how come over here we say on Daf Chav Gimel that if you have a kli which is kelyon, it's good if it's a tefach, and later on in Chafei we say if it's a kli which is kelyon, even if you have 100 of them, it's no good. So it's mashma, it's not a kli at all, and doesn't say it's good, makes a difference if it's a tefach or not. The Rashba says, shot over there on the Gemara Chaf Hei is that if it's a kelyon, it can only be considered kli. It's one kli. And so therefore, it is considered one kli. And over here, one kli is good enough if it has a tefach. Over there, one kli is not good enough because it needs a kli b'soch kli, because we're talking about Tashrei Shemitah by a Sefer Torah. So there you need a kli b'soch kli. Kelyon can't be a b'soch kli. It can only be a kli. Why should that be? I'm not really sure. There's sources that you can say about that. Right, so it is, and he brings a riot in the Lashon HaGemara over there. The Gemara says, "Afilu asura money." Even if you have 10 kalim, if it's kelyon, kichad mona dummy. It's like one kli. So he says, "See, one kli it is. It's just not two kli kalim. And no matter how many you have, you don't get two kalim. Okay, it's like you multiply by one, you get one. You never get more than that. No matter how many times you multiply, I don't know, it's like that at all. But anyway, that's the shita of the Rashba. The Rav Yoah has a completely different shita, and he says that no. He says that from this sugya over here on Daf Chaf Hei, you see that when it comes to Tashmish Shamita, if something is kelyon, it doesn't have a din of a kli at all. And so, so the question is, so how do you end up with the kli b'soch kli? So he says you don't really need kli b'soch kli. You only need the soch kli. You only need one kli. The problem is, the standard case is talking about where it's in a kli which is kelyon. So therefore, by it says you have to put it in another kli, a kli b'soch kli. But there really is no din of kli b'soch kli. It's just din of kli. So, and a kelyon is not a kli. However, a kelyon is not a kli only in Tashrei Shemitah. Kelyon is a kli for some reason, inyan, beis hakisei, or whatever it is over here. And that's.
And you need to make a difference.
The third sheet, which we're not going to do, I'm just again saying it to you too. If you look at Tamir Ben Yonah, he says, at least according to what, if you don't change the gears in Tamir Ben Yonah, he says, Rav Yoh said, if you had a kli, which is not kelyon, one of them would be good enough. Right? The Tamir Ben Yonah says, if you have two kelim, which is not kelyon, it's no good. You need to have one kli which is kelyon, one kli which is ain't kelyon.
Wow.
That's what he said. That's what he said. Why is a good question. A lot of the Mefarshim actually changed the gears because they can't figure out why. There is, if you look into the Tamir Ben Yonah and the Sugi, look at the Chiddush and Shashem, he tries to give an answer. And I'm not prepared to tell it to you right now. Okay? But that's the, if you're interested, you look on the Rif, on the Sefer Yod, there's a Kedusha Anshe Shem, and he tries to, a lot of them say that there's a toast, you know, a girsa is wrong. This is what he says, though. But the Kedusha Anshe Shem gives a shot in the Sefer Yod, if you want to look it up. Anyway, everybody have a good Yontif. Stay cool.
Thank you.
I'll be here.